Jimmy, we've just arrived in the Tofik Barimov Stadium here in Baku. Match night is getting close, 24 hours away. What's your thoughts?
First of all, fantastic stadium, fantastic surface, pitch, everything that you would look for and ask for. And obviously everyone's thoroughly looking forward to the massive challenge that faces us. Travelling arrangements have been perfect, hotel perfect, food, everything, as I say again, everything that we could ask for has been first class, and it gives us a platform, and certainly preparation wise is perfect for us.
And the morale and the team togetherness on the back of everything you've just said is there. There's a real sense of unity about the squad here going into this game tomorrow, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, Andy, and that's something that we've obviously got built on since the manager has been here, and each season it has got stronger and stronger, and at this moment in time we have a really, really good group of guys who are working very, very hard and all moving in the same direction. We've obviously a big squad here, a quality squad here, and obviously everyone's not going to play all the time, but everyone's in good form and everyone's ready. Whenever they're called upon and needed, and to say so far we have been able to use the squad wisely and very well. The manager certainly has, and as I say, everyone's thoroughly looking forward to the challenge that awaits us, and is very, very excited for tomorrow night.
And 3-2 ahead, not many give us that chance in the first leg, but having achieved a tremendous result first time around, we've put ourselves in a good chance here tomorrow, haven't we?
Well, we've certainly come out here, Andy, with plenty to fight for, and plenty to play for. The cards dangling, if you want to call it that, there's a massive prize there that awaits the winners. From a personal point of view, I think as the rounds have been done, you get hungrier and hungrier, and we're very, very close at this moment in time, 90 minutes away, and I suppose you could say that you don't want the adventure to stop, and we've come out here with something to fight for, which a lot of people mightn't have expected that, but as I say, our performance and the way we fought and performed last week, as I say, has given us an opportunity now to come out here, and as I say, with a 3-2 advantage, as I say, it gives us an opportunity for to hold on to and to fight for. I think we're under no illusions at how difficult it's going to be. It's probably the biggest game in all of our careers. Will be tomorrow night. So I think, as I say, we're all excited and very, very well prepared for it, as the manager and his staff always have us prepared. And as I say, we are thoroughly looking forward to the challenge ahead.
And they're a quality team that's used to being in the group stages, so they're going to come out all guns blazing with a big crowd probably behind them as well. So, as you said, it's a daunting challenge, but one we'll relish, isn't it?
Yeah. they come out all guns blazing at Windsor Park, Andy, and I would say that it'll be even more intense for us out here and in their home crowd behind them. And obviously probably hurting after what happened last week, because I do think that they were shell-shocked by the level of performance that we were able to put in, and the way that we played against them. I don't think that they would have expected that. But look, we're under no illusions that they probably have a number of gears yet to reach. But again, as I say, we have the lead and we've plenty to fight for, as I say, because there's a massive opportunity for us at the end of it.
There's a lot of talk about history. It's the furthest we've ever been in the competition. It's the furthest we've ever been in terms of distance. There's a lot at stake here. If we could achieve the impossible and get into that group stages, and the manager's talked about history and he's talked about heroes. It's how we manage that pressure and expectation tomorrow night, isn't it?
I wouldn't. Not sure pressure, Andy, because I don't think from the day that we got through, that we knew then that we were facing Carabag. I don't think anyone expected us to achieve what we did in the first leg. I think this is probably the biggest match in all of our careers to date. They don't really get much bigger than this, and I think we have to embrace the challenge and embrace what lies ahead of us. Because again, you never know when opportunities like this come around. As I say, it's the playoff to get into the Europa League. For a team like ourselves to get this far and to potentially get into the Europa League would be dreams come true, really. From a personal point of view, I don't really feel pressure from it all. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night and can't wait for it to come around. Look, we know it's going to be incredibly hard, a lot harder than what it was in the first leg, but I think, that we should all be embracing the challenge and ready, and enjoy what may come and lie ahead. Look, as I say, people thought that it was an impossible task for us to do what we did in the first leg. And to a certain degree, we as players probably thought that as well, Andy. But we've been able to achieve that in the first leg. And again, who knows what tomorrow night could bring. I don't think that it's a crime for us to dream of what could happen tomorrow night. And, I think if we have that vision in front of us, as I say, then who knows what can happen.
There's a lot of excitement back home, on the back of what happened at Windsor Park last week. And there's a lot of goodwill in the rest of the footballing world back home as well. So it would be, as you say, a dream come true if we could pull this off. But then there's hunger in our changing room. And we've got the players who can cause them damage, as we've shown in this European run already, haven't we?
Yeah. I've said before, Andy, that we've a great squad here now, a strong squad, something that we maybe haven't had in a number of years. But as I've said before again, it's okay me saying that. We have to put that out onto the pitch and show everyone that. We've certainly the publicity that we have received for Linfield, for the club itself. And obviously the good publicity that we've been able to obviously put out there as well for our league as well. Because we do have a strong competitive league that is improving year by year. And I think that, it's been fantastic. But as I say, I don't really want the journey to end, if we're being honest and truthful. We have certainly got the players there to deal with tomorrow night. It's going to be a tough night.
But it's a special night for you as well. It's a special night for you as well, because obviously tomorrow, if you're selected, it would be your 36th European game. And the significance of that is that you joined the great Noel Bailey MBE as our joint all-time leading appearance maker in Europe, and that is really good company to be keeping, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Andy. It's something that I've never even thought of, and obviously now that it's came around, I feel very honoured and privileged to join someone like Noel who obviously, helped me a lot, and I was privileged and grateful to play with. He's one of the greatest at Linfield, and a guy who I certainly looked up to and was a great example to me growing up. You know, and everyone obviously speaks very, very highly of Noel, and rightly so, because as I say, he was a great help to me and a great example to me. And as I say, you know, to join someone like that is a great honour and a privilege, and something that I'd be very proud of.
And it would be great if that special occasion could be marked in this special location far away from home with a result that would go down in one of the greatest nights in our club's ever history. Yeah,
it would indeed, Andy, it would.
Good luck tomorrow, Jamie. Everyone back home is right behind you, and every one of the lads on duty here tomorrow.
Thank you.